going to continue with our Tuesday schedule. Our first session this afternoon is titled Traditional Nusach and Modern Technology, Teaching the iPod Generation. And our presenter is our good friend and colleague, our honorary president, Chazen Sherwood Goffin from Lincoln Square Synagogue, who's also on the faculty of the Bell School of Jewish Music, my good friend and colleague. And I know many of you, we've heard three sessions today. The first one was on Divrei Torah, the second one was on voice, the third one was on the Chazen and standing at the Omen, how to deliver the tefillos in a beautiful way. This is something different. This is a different kind of presentation. It's very important to our future generation, our younger generation, as you well know, are listening to the 21st century is the beginning of new technology, and one of the major breakthroughs is this Apple iPod. And to have Nusach on the iPod is a wonderful thing, and we've been Sherwood and Bernie and other people have been working, Eric, have been working on preparing this to put it on the iPod for many years now. We've been talking about it, and now it's finally completed, and Sherwood is going to tell you all about it now. So I want to introduce Chazen Goffin.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Chazonim, we're talking about a revolution. An absolute revolution. Until now, we knew what recording was about. Tape, it was magnetic, it made lines, and changed the oxide, and when it went back, it changed, it brought back the sound. Grooves in a record, like little mountains and valleys, and when the needle hit it, it made louder sounds, softer sounds. This is nothing compared to this. Now, until recently, I was completely computer illiterate, I must tell you. And I've recently become a little more aware of what's going on. Now, what is the MP3 or the digital format in general? Now, and one thing that some of you know this already, in digital language, there's no such thing as nine numbers. There are only two numbers, 0 and 1. That's it. Your entire computer, everything that you have on the computer, from words and numbers and pictures and music, all is 0 and 1. What does that mean? How does that work? Well, 0 represents an off switch. 1 represents an on switch. That's all it is. It's a gate. When the electrical connection comes into the computer chip, there are two doors. It could either go into door number 0, this door or this door. So this, if this says 0, can't go in that door. 1 goes through into the next grouping, and so on and so forth. And little by little, you build a series of digits. 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0. Each thing represents one item. Now you're talking about the memory in a computer chip is made up of millions, the small little computer chip, millions of tiny switches that can be on and off. And this is called the binary numbering system. Now let me give you some examples. What is a 0?
What?
0. Is 0. 1 is 1. But of course, it's not just 1. It's 0001. Okay. 2 is 10. 3 is 11. 4 is 100. 5 is 101. 6 is 110. 7 is 111. 8 is 100, 9 is 10001, 10 is 1010. And by a combination of all these on switches and off switches, the computer can tell which number you're talking about. Now, what about letters? A. What is A? This is going to be fun. A is... Hi, Bay. I can't. Sorry. This is not working. 0100001 is A. B is 01000010, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So just by a series of these on switches and off switches, the computer knows what you're talking about. What about music? What about music? Well, as you know, music has sound waves, right? You can see it on an oscillator or the sound waves, they look like this. Sort not unlike the grooves in a 78 record. Okay? And that's how you get your sound. Now, how do you create the sound? Again, all these little switches are going to create numbers. This number supports this, this, and that. Each of these sound waves are made up of millions of these tiny numbers, the same thing, which create the sound waves. And it's all zeros and ones, my friend. That's all it is. And when it's played back, in what's called analog. It's recorded in digital and played back in analog. And what is MP3? Now, normally, 1 second of music would take up a huge amount of space. What they do is in MP3 is that all the extraneous frequencies, and all this represents frequencies. Now, if it was to take all the frequencies of a sound, then you know that's huge, because there's so many frequencies you don't hear, very low and very high. It would use up the entire space of your disc. So what that does is it takes off all the frequencies that you don't hear. It cuts them all off, MP3, through compression. And when it's played back, it then expands it again automatically. You can therefore put a huge amount of music information on one MP3 disc. And your files can all meet. You can have also, every one of your files can be named, numbered. You can have large amounts of texts. You can have pictures on one little disc. You can have hours and hours of stuff. Our entire program, now if you look on the last page, last three pages. No, we only had 25, so if you have someone that you can look on with, I'd appreciate it. The last three pages are just the files for Sfard. That's just for Sfard. And we also did Ashkenaz, the same things, but in Ashkenaz. So we have double that amount of music that you see there on this one little MP3 disc, plus an entire manual. You see parts of the manual which you have in the first few pages of the manual, plus all the music. And we haven't even used up the capacity of that one little MP3 disc yet. So it's an enormous amount of material you can put. It's unbelievable. So, and besides, the quality of the sound is excellent. It is excellent. The quality is excellent. Our rate is at 193 kbp, which is the rate that keeps the music at a certain level. And I must tell you that we've been working on this for quite a long while. It can be used for an iPod, it can be used for any kind of MP3 player, it can be used for computers, you can put it on your computer. It can be sent all over the world immediately just by pressing a button, because it goes through your computer. It's almost magical. And this changes music and recording, my friends. Not only does it change music and recording, but it changes music and recording forever. That's it. Never again. You're never going to see tape again. You're never going to see any of this stuff anymore. This is the future. So therefore, it was decided by Dafka Software in Chicago and Israel that they wanted to put out a program that was computer compatible, Anusach HaTfila. and they were recommended to the Bell School. And being that part of my position at the Bell School as program director, I was asked to put together this program. I started working on a program for computers in which the music would be portrayed on the screen, and as you heard the Baltfila sing, the phrases would light up. And this way an average Balabus could learn how to daven just by watching the screen and the phrases light up. It took quite a long while, and something we're still working on because we unfortunately had a music typist in Israel who gave us a lot of trouble and constantly was striking, and we finally got rid of him. But all of a sudden, Dafka software, a bell went off in their minds. iPod. Got to make iPod. It sounded like, remember The Graduate? They said, plastics. So as soon as they said that, they called me, drop everything, let's do it all for iPod for now. We'll get back to the other thing later on. So that's what we did. So now that, I hope you understand what I have here on the board. I mean, it's an absolutely mind-blasting idea. Now, why is it important to create a computerized medium that can teach and spread Nusachat Tefillah throughout the Jewish community? First of all, everyone now has computers and MP3 players. Everyone. Certainly the younger generation who we're trying to reach. The present and the future of our profession, my friends, is not in our hands at this time, unfortunately, at this time in history. Therefore, it will not hurt Chazonus to spread the knowledge of Nusach HaTfilah. In fact, just the opposite, Lehefach. If we educate our Balabatim the importance of Nusach HaTfilah, maybe someday the dreidel will come around. And until that circle comes around again and Chazanus reemerges in the Orthodox world, we are obligated to make sure that Nusach HaTfilah continues to be preserved and promulgated and is not forgotten by Balabatim and the designated Bali Tefillah of many hundreds of Orthodox shuls that do not have a Chazan. And of course we know why it's important, because we look in the Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shud Tes. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, Ein l'shanos v'minig ha'ir afilu b'nigunim. The Shulchan Aruch says, Meferish, you cannot change the minag of a community, you cannot change the musical minag of a community. When it's talking about Nigunim, we're talking about the Shulchan Aruch, was written 500 years ago. They're not talking about Karlbach and Lubavitch and Mudgets. They're talking about the way we daven in Shul. You cannot change that. That is sacrosanct, cannot be changed based on the halacha in the psak of the Maharil. And so la halacha, we know we have a musical basis for Nusachat Tefillah. We have a halachic basis. We have to daven the way our forefathers davened. Most of us came from the East European community, and therefore it behooves us, and we have to daven in that style, in the East European style. There are others, of course, Spanish Portuguese, there's the old German Rite, and there are others, but we're talking about typical, traditional East European Nusach. Now, Cantor Beer spent upwards of 15 years rewriting all the Nuschos of the Bell School in a beautiful, beautiful East European Nusach perfect style, based on things that he compiled, he arranged many of them, and some things he even composed from childhood memories and from knowledge, from a professional knowledge. So therefore, what is the goal of our tefillah program here that you're going to hear in a few moments? I'm just going to play you a few snippets here and there. Number one, our goal is to provide a basic, classic, authentic nusach that is, number one, beautiful. It has to be beautiful, melodic, not monotic, not monotonous. Two, it should be dictuk correct. And you can sing in Ashkenazis dictuk correct. That's what we teach in the Bell School. And of course in Sfaradit it must be dictuk correct. That includes smichas of words, milel milra, shvono shvonoch, but I'll explain that in a moment. To bring the Jewish public a truly Bali Tefillah style of nusach, the nusach of the Bell School. And at certain points, by the way, since this is originally intended for matchilim, for novices who wanted to learn how to daven, I originally simplified some phrases. I'll give you some examples of that for the average Bal Tefillah. Now Dafka's decided they wanted to sell it to everybody, but we're calling it the basic program. Eventually, someday, we'll put out an intermediate program. An example would be, for instance, in the Nusach of the Bell School, we have Oh Have Yad Hashem Sinuro Shomer Nafshos Chasidov. Very Baal Tefillah, right? Shomer. But no novice can sing that. So therefore, I dumbed it down. You'll excuse the language, but I simplified it. So Shomer Nafshos Chasidov, right? So I did this in many cases where I felt that the original Nusach of the Bell School was a little too difficult for someone who was a beginner. And I also conferred with Cantor Beer too, so Cantor Beer approved these simplifications. I hope he hasn't changed his mind. Also, our intent was to provide Nusach for Havarat Ashkenaz and Havarat Svaradit. So we have two ways. Everything that we have on the program from the Chunaranana until the end of Musaf is in both Svaradit and Ashkenazis. Havarat. What? The accent. Havarat. Well, Havarat, okay, you're right. You're right. So therefore, now being not a native Sfaradit davener myself, although I have for the last 40 years or more taught bar mitzvahs in Sfaradit, I had to be very careful, number one, to use the Rinat Yisrael Siddur, which is the only Siddur that I know that has the correct Komatz Katan, which is a big problem because people, you know, there's a Makas Medina here in America, everyone uses Sfaradit, but they have no idea what they're doing. They don't, all the Komatz Katans are wrong. And if you're saying a Komatz Katan incorrectly in laning or in haftorah or davening, yeah, change the meaning, or you're not doing Hebrew. It's not Ivrit, right? It's Lador Vador Nagid Gud Lecha. Now, how many Hebrew schools do you hear? Or kids, you know, kids who come from yeshivas even, right? Lador Vador Nagid Gad Lecha, you know. It doesn't exist. That word does not exist. So, right. Sometimes it changes the meaning. Exactly. So we had to be very careful. And the Rinat Yisrael, unfortunately, is no longer being published. I don't know if you're aware of that. They stopped publishing the Rinat Yisrael. It's the only Siddur with Komatz Katan in it. And I don't know where we're going to get it from here, from now on. But we made sure, at least, in the Nusach here, it would be correct. All right. Now, the MP3 program that we have here contains what's on your sheet. This is just our beginning ideas of how we're writing the manual. You will see in there, number one, a history of Nusach HaTfilah. You can take it home and look at it. If anyone has any criticisms, I accept all criticisms because I wrote it. So if you find something that's incorrect, please make sure you get back to me. We also have the tshuva of Rav Schechter. There's another problem now. The problem is, if this was originally intended for novices, some young kid in Toledo, Ohio, is going to be picking up this program, and he's going to hear Baruch Atah Adoshem, right? He's going to get up in shul. They're going to say, "Hey, did you learn Hadam Shachar?" He said, "Yes, I did." He's going to get Baruch Atah Adoshem. So, now it's a problem. What do you do? You're not allowed to put in a stumbling block before the blind. So what do you do? Right? So Rav Schechter wrote us a tshuva that since novices are going to be hearing this program, we're allowed to use Shem HaShem, whereas normally he would be a little reluctant. If this was an intermediate program, he said, he would say, do not use Shem HaShem. But being that it's a basic program, it's also intended for novices, so I have the tshuva, and you see, I sort of distilled the tshuva in the booklet I gave you, and I also wrote at the end. Anybody who wants to have a copy of the original tshuva, which is about 5 pages long in the hand script, I will send it to them. Yes. Right. I think he quoted Vadiosis. Yeah. However, Rav Schechter was reluctant to say that for a tape that would be given to someone who has an ability, who knows how to change it from Hashem to Shem Hashem.
No, but I'm not giving to record. You could record and erase the tape.
Me'atchalah, from the beginning. Are you allowed to say Shem Hashem or not? So, but he would say no. If you're doing it to someone, like if I would be singing something for you, Chazen Glickman, right? You told me. Sherwood, how do you do Vishomer? I want to learn new Vishomer.
That's
whatever. That's not true. But whatever. All right. Give me the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei or something, right? So, according to Rav Schechter, I would have to say Hashem or Adoshem. He would say that. That was his opinion. And since Rav Schechter is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, which is accepted, known all over the world as Yeshiva University rabbis, therefore we decided to get at least his tshuva. So I have the tshuva. In the Bell School, of course, we do not say Shem Hashem also. Of course, we say Adoshem. The reason we say Adoshem and not Hashem is because if a person is learning how to daven, so if you go Baruch Atah Hashem, and then change it to the real Hashem, Shem Hashem, later on, it's difficult. So obviously the word doesn't exist. It's a non-existent word, Ado Shem, but at least it provides the three syllables so that when you convert it to the Shem Hashem, you know where it fits. Anyway, so that's what we did. So in recording this, throughout we use Shem Hashem, the actual Shem Hashem. We do not say Ado Shem. So my only concern is that in the firm communities, I told that to Dafka to begin with, in the firm communities, if they hear something with Shem Hashem on it, they get a little tzitzidik. So I don't know how that's going to fly. But anyway, that's what Dafka software decided, that if Rav Schechter said it was okay, we're doing it. Okay, also I have on this sheet the method of study. I suggest a way for people to study. Not just to listen to a whole paragraph, because by the time you get to the end of the paragraph, you forgot what the beginning's like. So you take one phrase at a time, you repeat it, go to the next phrase, then come back, and then you become the MP3. You say it first, and then listen to how it says it. And then if it's the same, you know, you don't have to fix it. There's an instructional manual also. Originally, I had done, like you hear on many some other tapes, I explain. For instance, when you get to the end of L'cha Dodi by Bo'i V'Shalom, I say Bo'i Chala, the first Bo'i Chala, you bow towards the entrance of the shul, and the second Bo'i Chala, you bow towards the Aron Kodesh. But they didn't want any spoken announcements, what they called. So they didn't want this. I said, well, how am I going to tell? You want this for novices. I said, come on. How am I going to tell them what they have to do? I decided on writing an instructional manual for each of these things. There's a whole manual which explains everything that they have to do. Also, when there are shinuyim, I explain the shinuyim, I explain other possibilities, I explain all kinds of things in the manual. So at least they know what has to be done and what doesn't have to be done. Yes, certainly. It's a medium range. Basically, it's like between D and D. Basically. So that the average individual, the Methodist is meant for balbatim, not for people with voices, per se, you know, high voices. So obviously we're taking the middle range. Between D and D1, yeah. That's cute. I like that. Yes. Yes, you can. I know. But then you have to be somewhat an audiophile to know how to change the range. Yeah, of course you can. That's another thing about MP3, by the way, which is unbelievable in digital. If you don't like a note, you feel your note was a little off, you can isolate that note and move it up or down. It's unbelievable. And if you want to change the whole thing, it's in C, you want to change it to E-flat, you just press a button to change it. That's the whole program. But the greatest thing is if you make a little mistake and you make a whatever it is, you said you added a lamed that didn't exist or something, So we just isolate it and cut it right out. I mean, it takes 2 seconds. The guy presses on the button, goodbye, it's gone. It's an amazing process. Okay. So it's time to get down a little bit to the nitty-gritty here. Just to give you a couple of examples, I don't want to belabor the point here. Again, if there's anything wrong with the Nusach, you blame it on me because I'm the one who put it together. If it's beautiful and it's correct, it's Kant the Beer's fault because he's the one who wrote the original. Okay? All right. So the first example is, I mean, this is a beautiful setting of the Nusach. Yes? Yes, yes. However, yeah, that's, well, look. In the Bell School, they have to do it exactly the way we teach it. You know, Yehurig v'al Yavor, you can't change by a note even, because that's the way we put it together. Kent DeBeer spent a long time working on it, and therefore, you cannot change a note. If you come in and sing your own, we're going to hear Kol Hashem Yechol Alayos, right? You write your own Kol Hashem, right? It's very nice, but you didn't have to take the class. First of all, if you do it the way we do it, number one, it is dicto correct, and it is beautiful. It's a beautiful melodic system that Cantor Beer put together, and the person who buys this MP3 can do whatever he wants with it. I mean, if he wants to change a note here and there, that's up to him. What? You're right. You're right. Look, we don't say that this is the end all of Nuschat Tefillah. Obviously, there are other versions, but being that this is a Bell School product, it has to be done according to what Kent DeBeer put together. So we're doing it according to his style. Now, some things I added. I added a few things here and there on my own, and I put in the manual. This is mine. This is not the Bell's curriculum. So if anybody has to be yelled at, they can yell at me. But basically, this is the Bell's curriculum, which has just been simplified, as I explained to you, in certain areas. Yes? Yes, Chazen Glickman. Yeah, first of all, you can get an MP3 disc. You can get it. They're going to be selling it most likely as an MP3 disc. The MP3 disc can be is then downloaded to your computer, and you can play it through the computer, or you can play it on it or download it to any MP3 player, well, like an iPod, huh? Well, you have to have from the disc, right? You put it in the computer, and then you download it onto your iPod, right? Whether or not they're going to be doing this over the internet or not eventually, I don't know. But at least at first, they're going to be selling it as a package. The package will say something to the effect, they can't use iPod, by the way. I put down iPod on the front, but it's since it's a copyrighted name, they can't use it. It's going to be the MP3 program in Nusachat Tefillah. Based on the curriculum of the Bell School, sponsored by Dafka Software. Okay. All right, now let's listen to it. This is partially unfinished, but most of it is the way it's going to be eventually. Just like the manual is not completely the way it's going to be eventually, but it's in a working process. This is Kol Hashem Yechol Alayos for Kabbalah Shabbos. It's the Sfardit version. It's a very beautiful setting of the Nusach that Cantor Beer wrote, and it's dicta correct. One thing you should watch out for, a lot of people say, Hashem Yivarech, Es amo vashol. Huh? At the very end, the very end. Hashem yivarech. Most people's right. Hashem will bless his people with peace. Makes more sense to say, Hashem will bless his people with peace. So you'll hear that. Hashem will bless his people. Say Hashem yivarech hasamo vashalom. Okay. Okay. Yes.
Hashem holds the Amorit. Okay.
But it could be one unit too. This is done in one unit. It's one unit. Yes? Right. It's very melodic. It's a beautiful interpretation of the Nesuch, and that's all to Canterbury's credit. And the entire Bell's curriculum is like this, by the way. It's very beautifully done. Now, here is an example where we also give them a full range of tefillah. We don't just give them nigunim for lechadodi or nigunim for keladon. We also give them the nusach. So here in Ashkenaz is the nusach, the traditional nusach for lechadodi, shamar v'zochar, and bo'i v'sholom. And we explain it in the manual. And it's in Diktuk. Well, it says in the manual. You look in the manual. Now, another problem that we had was that, I see a potential problem. I really shouldn't bring it up, but I'll bring up this potential problem. In Shvanan Shvanoch, Milel Milra, everyone understands. Ashkenaz, Sfaradit, Kamatz Katan, all right, we understand. In terms of Shvanan Shvanoch, by the way, Eric Freeman is coming in right now. Eric? Oh, he just turned around, he didn't come in. Eric Freeman, who's coming in right now, was the pianist on this program. We had one problem with Shvanoch Shvanoch. There are two girsaos. One girsa is that there's something called a komatz, tenua kala, If there is a tenua kala, it changes many of the accepted shvanach shvanachs that we may be used to. Now, if you look in the old siddur avodas Hashem, remember the old black siddurim that used to be in all the, Avodas Yisrael, excuse me. Right. Those old black, the originally black avodas Yisrael siddurim by Hyman. And also, tilas Hashem, the nusach hari siddur, Siddur Shiloh, many other different versions, they say things like Chasadei Ovos, Vayichulu. Now the Bell School for the last 40 years, Vayichulu. Right, but it's Vayya. The point is I'm saying Vayya. According to the art scroll, you would think it's Vayichulu, and so on. Right. So the Bell School has been using the old system for the last 40 years. So we explain in the manual that you'll see it in the manual later on, if you want to take a look, that this is the system that we're using. Now, I just spoke to Professor Rabbi Mitchell Orleans. He is an expert in Diktuk HaTefillah and in Diktuk in general, and he told me he agrees with us 100%. But the art scroll is the new way, the new style of Diktuk, which does not recognize the Tenua Kala, and therefore it they don't have the things that we do. So sometimes you'll hear a shvanach that's different than you're used to. That's why. Yeah, well, that's part of it, right? Because the Tenua Kala is shvamarachev. Right. Right. Because the Tenua Kala causes the shvamarachev. Right. Right. Huh? No, Kala. Kala. No, it's a different thing. It's a different category, which in the Art Scroll Siddur does not recognize such a thing exists. Okay. Now, the next thing I have is a Kihim Chayinu from Friday night, Myriv. Now, one problem I had if I'm doing a basic program, even though it's for everyone, is the traditional Nusach is very difficult. Because the Ahavos Cho, Adosir Mimenu, they can't do that. A novice cannot do it. They don't know how to get into it. And when they get into it, they don't know how to get out of it. I mean, you know that in the school. We teach the real Nusach. We teach the correct Nusach. But we have to tell them, now you step down. Now you step out. We have to teach them how to get out of it. Because in Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz, as opposed, by the way, to Nusach Sfard, the only time there's a difference in Nusach, Atfila, is Friday night Myriv. So in Nusach Sfard, at least, you have right, it fits in. It belongs there. What we did in Ashkenaz, we took that phrase and we sort of stuck it in. We sort of shoehorned it into the Nusach, and it's very hard to get in or get out of it. So I took it out for version 1, but I did then do a version 2. So I do version 1 without it, and I do version 2 with it. Here's a version 1 without it. Oh, what happened? Wait a minute. Anyway. I may have left it out. But anyway, I just want to tell you that's what we did. So I'll just go, so just playing. And then I have version 2, which includes, yes. I think we have it that way. Well, let's do it. Maybe I didn't, it could be that I didn't pronounce it correctly. It's correct. I'm getting to that point now anyway. Now, the Sashamra Nusach is very beautiful. I have both in Ashkenaz and Sfard. I want to show you the two ways that did it. Here, it was, which I thought was too difficult for a novice. So I just have, so I took out that note. All right, so you'll hear the difference. Shamiru. It's beautiful, listen to it. The original was Berit. Tabir wrote a beautiful Vishamra. Now here's the Ashkenazic version. The original was, which I thought was too hard. Of course, if I would do it, I'd go Vayinovash. Okay, next. Now, we in the Bell School try, if possible, to find nigunim that reflect the nusach. This is not an official Bell School nigun, but it's one that I've been teaching in my curriculum and that we included here on the MP3 program, because it exactly follows, in many ways, the actual nusach. A nigun that follows the nusach of a shamru that you just heard. It's a nigun that my shver, Olav HaShalom, taught me that he learned in Borough Park many, many, many years ago. The first two phrases were reversed. He learned it originally, Vishah Amiru v'Yisrael es ha-Shabbos la-Sos es ha-Shabbos. Now I realized if you reverse the first two phrases, it follows, Shamru, Shamru v'Yisrael. It's like, Shamru v'Yisrael. So you will find this niggin perfectly follows the real nusach, but it's a niggin. And at least in my shul, everybody sings it, so it is singable, I think. Oh, excuse me, I have to get the other song. Now, sometimes we offer two endings to a nusach. Sometimes we give two endings. In this particular thing, this is Yismach Moshe in Sfaradit. There are two possible endings you will hear. One is a little fancier, one is simpler. And also in the manual, I have to explain, because some sidurim have nasata lo, some just say nasata. So the manual will explain that your siddur may say lo, you know, go according to the siddur in your shul, etc., etc. That's the whole point of the manual, is to explain all these things. Well, again, you have to follow whatever your shul recommends that you do. This is ending number one. Then Cantabir now wrote a second ending. Yeah, often we do that. We'll offer two possibilities, two endings. I have to listen to it again. You could be right. I'll make a note. I don't know what I said, so I'll have to listen to it. Right? I'll listen to it. I made a lot of mistakes. As you're taping, you realize and you go over it and you find this mistake and you go over it and you find that mistake and you go back and you do it again, you do it again, do it again. Then you send it to Israel, they find one or two and you bring it back. It's a very painstaking process. Remember, we have hours and hours of stuff on this. Just, you know, it's a lot of material. Yes? Well, no, everything is Ashkenaz, or what you'll see this, again, it's an MP3. So you put it on your computer or on your iPod, you'll see the list of all the selections. You scroll through. If you want Ashkenaz, you take Ashkenaz. Then you scroll through the next section. It's all Sfard. It's all Sfardit. All right, just two more things. This one is Mimkomcha. Beautiful setting from Mimkomcha Malkeinu Sophia with that Cantabir wrote. Very beautiful Nusach. It's semi-chazonis. So even though we're teaching Nusach HaTfila, this is something that a young person who has the ability can come at the shul and really show that he has an ability to sing something a little above the average. It was arranged by Cantabir, and this is the Sfardit version. I happened to be in Sfardit when I was there, so I just went to the next thing for Mekoncha. And then we will play an example of a nigun that we teach in the Bell School, Diktuk Correct, that we use for Mimkomcha also. We give three or four samples at least for each item for congregational singing. All of them have been worked out, hopefully, to be Diktuk Correct. There are a couple that I added, and it says in the manual, this is not in the Bell's curriculum, and I accept all mistakes if I'm not able to do it diktuk-wise, because sometimes if you're singing a nigun, in davening, and you want to set it correctly, sometimes it's almost impossible to do it totally diktuk-correct. The ones that we include in the Bell's curriculum are diktuk-correct. The ones I added, which are marked in the manual, I can't guarantee you that they're perfect and there are any mistakes. I write, it's all my fault, so blame me. Okay, here's Mimkomcha Cantabir's Mimkomcha Malkeinu. That's exactly the way we teach it in the Bell School. There's no simpler version. That is the Mimkomcha we teach. And now, here is a nigun that we teach. We give three nigunim. This is one that we give two majitsa nigunim. This is one of the two majitsa nigunim that we use for Mimkomcha. Oh. I have to change it because it's not going to fit. That's the last selection. Well, it says in the manual. You look in the manual. Now, another problem that we had was that, I see a potential problem. I really shouldn't bring it up, but I'll bring up this potential problem. In Shvanan Shvanach, Milel Milra, everyone understands. Ashkenaz, Faradid, Kamatz Katan, all right, we understand. In terms of Shvanan Shvanach, by the way, Eric Freeman is coming in right now. Eric? Oh, he just turned around, he didn't come in. Eric Freeman, who's coming in right now, was the pianist on this program. We had one problem with Shvanach Shvanach. There are two girsaos. One girsa is that there's something called a komatz, a tenua kala. If there is a tenua kala, it changes many of the accepted shvanach shvanachs that we may be used to. Now, if you look in the old Siddur Avodas Hashem, remember the old black Siddur? And then the manual instructs them to finish Al Yedei David according to the way the previous one did. And it's amazing to think that all this music is comprised of a lot of zeros and ones. Just unbelievable to think about it. Now we hope it'll be successful. Dafka Software is planning to market this in the middle or the end of the summer. And if it's successful, they'll put out other editions as well for Shal Shigolam, for Yom Narayan. I hope that it is something that the public will accept. The Nusach certainly is beautiful. I don't know about the voice, but certainly the Nusach is beautiful, the Negunim are beautiful, the Dikduk is correct, and I wish upon ourselves and the Bell School and Dafka Software that we should have a lot of Hatzlacha and Bracha. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Sherwood.